place. Like if you consider there is a big palace, the king will have his own room. In the same way, Lord Shiva's his own place starts from this tip. If you see on your right side, the exact tip where there is a confluence of the Prayag of Mandakini, which is again green in color, and Alakananda, which is
muddy
color. So again, Ganga is always pure and always clean. It is divine. After explaining so much in Devaprayag, as soon as I came here, the first question was that, Prabhuji, what is that dirty water? What is that clean water? I will not disclose. So there is no dirty water, there is no clean. What you get in Bombay under the shower, that is dirty water. But here, it's clean water. But what they are trying to do is, they are trying to give that water which you get in Bombay. As soon as I came here, so I don't know the bathrooms. What bathrooms are there? Oh, no water. I went and asked the reception. 6 o'clock, water you get. I told, why? Water scarcity. Next to Ganga, water scarcity. But there is no scarcity of spiritual knowledge. This is such a divine place, starting from here, that whatever divinity which you have heard, that is only the gate, that is only the dwara. Now we have entered the palace actually. If you just go further and take a left turn and cross a bridge, then you go down, then you will have this confluence. So one road goes to Kedarnath, like this. And one road goes like this, it goes to Badrinath. Badrinath and Kedarnath are both on one hill range. This is known as Hasta Sunda Parvata, the last hill of the mountain range. It is like a Hasti. Hasti means elephant. A Sunda. How it is? Like this. Trunk. So it seems to be like this. And in the beginning it will be small. But as you go up and up, it becomes a huge elephant like this. If you consider this whole mountain range to be elephant, this is a Sunda. The stairs are there. You can see that. That is like the Hasti Sunda. So now, on to the, if you consider that to be a big elephant, on to the right side hip of the elephant is Badrinath, and to the left side hip of the elephant is Kedarnath. Kedarnath, originally nobody was staying there. Badrinath was the place where Lord Shiva was doing meditation. When Badrinarayan went, Badri Vishal went, so Lord Shiva told, okay, we have to give the place, we'll shift. And how the whole story regarding that we'll discuss in Badrinath only. So just to give you the geography of the whole thing, under the right side you have Kedarnath, under the left side you have Badrinath, from here, from my direction. Now, what is this place famous for? This place is famous for Gandharva Vidya. Gandharva Vidya. What is the meaning of Gandharva Vidya?
Singing.
So, Lord Shiva constantly sings the glories of Krishna here. Constantly sings the glories of Krishna. Remember, Lord Shiva is chanting Om in Kailash. He is doing Ram Nam Japa in Nilkanth. And he is here doing singing. Constantly singing. So, this is actually an extension of Kailash, where Lord Shiva is singing and Ganesha is playing Mridanga. And how is he playing Mridanga? Not sitting. Dancing and playing Mridanga. And Kartika is playing Kartal. Narada, just we crossed Srinagar. I don't know how many of you are awake when the bus passed through Srinagar.
Yes.
So we are going to, while coming back, we are going to stay there. Out of great difficulty, we tried to set up the places in such a way that we cover almost at least the stay aspect of it, important places. Srinagar is also a very important place. That is the kingdom, headquarters, the capital of the whole Garhwal. Because Garhwal king used to stay there, and even in the Puranic times, that was the capital. Daksha had actually made this capital. And not only that, that is a place where Narada's pride was diminished. Narada had a pride that I am a Brahmachari. That story, we may go back, we will stay in Srinagar, we will discuss about that. So somehow, we are getting opportunity to stay in Srinagar while going also. Not that it's a big place, everybody could just stay together. But I had a lot of desire that somebody should stay in Rudraprayag and Karnaprayag. So we had booked accommodation in two places. That is at Rudraprayag, there is this place. And Karnaprayag is only 45 minutes from here. And the Baswala will only cheat her. It's only 45 minutes. Maximum, if the traffic is next, it takes 1 hour maximum, that's all. And out of so many beautiful accommodations which these people have, Garhwalingam, these two, Karnaprayag and Rudraprayag, are the best when it comes to staying place. Next to the Prayag, you have their accommodation. So first I will discuss about the accommodation of us, and then we will go to the story of this particular place. Get the paper. So we had some other plan, but we had to change some plan for now. But that is for our good only. So I'll tell who all will be going to Karnaprayag. We have decided that 83 number bus will go to Karnaprayag. But when we came here, we saw this common bathrooms here and also water rationing. I don't want Matajis to suffer for that, because they require more water and in privacy. So, so now the, wherever Krishna is there, Krishna's pastimes is there. I always compare Krishna's pastimes to be like sabji. Sabji is very tasty, but without masala. Without masala.
I told no one they don't put masala.
That masala which makes that sabji tasty is done by Narada.
Yes.
It is done by Narada. Since we are going to Badrinath, Badrinath is a place of tapasya. The only person who is not supposed to do tapasya, who is supposed to enjoy, the supreme enjoyer. Here Narada, he was thinking, he is enjoying so much and he is making us do tapasya. He went to Vaikuntha. He went to Vaikuntha, and then Narayana was sleeping nicely and Lakshmi is pressing lotus feet and he is enjoying. I am Bhokta, Bhokta Aram Ikti Tapasam. Narada went with a very sad face. And then he asked, Narayana asked, what is the problem? See, I am preaching around the world, but of no effect. What is the use? Then Narayana said, what is this? You are a great preacher, you are supposed to preach. I am telling everybody you are supposed to do tapasya, but nobody is doing. Narayana told, why? Without tapasya you cannot get purified. If you don't get purified, you cannot attain me. Then Narayana told, that is the problem. Because everybody is saying Narayana himself is doing bhoga. Why we should do tapasya? Then Narayana understood. He told Narada, don't worry, I will also do tapasya. So that is the reason he came to Badrinath. Now, for that, saying to the Lord that you have to do something, he also need to do some tapasya. For that purpose, Narada came here and did tapasya here. Because he thought, see, I am doing so many things, but the point is, I am also offended. How did I make my Lord this thing? And not only that, Lakshmi also felt really bad. Narada, what is this you are doing? You don't know your Supreme Lord is supposed to be the bhokta and enjoyer. For that, you also need to do tapasya. Narada told, okay, I'll also do tapasya. So now he came here and did tapasya. Narada thought, if I'm doing tapasya of here, then I should also have some goal for this tapasya. If somebody is doing a lot of tapasya, austerity, or if you have offended somebody, the best way by which you can please that person is by music. And Lord Shiva is the master of all the musicians. He is the speaker of the Gandharva Vidya, original speaker. And not only the Gandharva Vidya, all the grammar, whether it is Chanda, it is Nirukti, anything, any speech, originally emanates from the Damuru of. So, if you have somebody has learnt Pani grammar, first thing they teach the sound of the Damuru. Like it goes on like this. So, that is the sound of the Damuru. They are the sutras, the preliminary sutras of the whole grammar, Sanskrit grammar. From there, the Chanda Vidya starts. From there, Gandhara Vidya starts. Sahitya starts. Everything. Not only just music. Everything starts from Lord Shiva. So he gave different aspects to different people, but Narada was selected for the Gandhara Vidya. Narada, he did lots and lots of tapasya. And Lord Shiva appeared before him. When Lord Shiva appeared before him, then Narada paid obeisances to him. And then he told, what do you want? He told that I want to learn music from you. I want to learn Gandhara Vidya from you. Then Lord Shiva told, I'll bless you with this. Just by the blessing of Lord Shiva, Narada, he got all the music. Then he told, okay, I can sing very nicely. Narada again put masala here. But just singing without accompanying instruments, and Lord Shiva told, I'll give you a veena. So this is where Lord Shiva gave veena to Narada. So that is why the deity of Lord Shiva here is known as Naradishwara. Naradishwara. So Naradishwara deities are there. So now you may say, when are we going to have darshan? If we go to the temple now, one thing to go to Karnapura, it will become late. Other thing is, the bus has to take about 45 minutes again round here. It's a one-way traffic here. So while coming from Badrina, that is the best time to go and have darshan now. So, darshan, taking bath in the confluence, one confluence we have done in the morning, so other one is also two overdose. So what we do is, we'll keep it for while coming from Badrina. While coming from Badrinath, we'll come directly to Rudraprayag, take bath and then go to Srinagar where we're going to stay while coming. That will be on 7th. That will be on 7th. 7th morning, we'll leave Badrinath, come here, take bath and do all these things and go to Srinagar for staying. Srinagar is just half an hour, 45 minutes from here. It's not very far. So that, I thought of taking bath also because of my greed. Then I thought, okay, it will be too much. Two prayagas a day, it's like a big thing. So, there is a main thing. And when we go there is also a Durga temple there. She is Adhishtada Devi. She is the protector of the whole place. She has got a ferocious form here, Chandi form here. Because there are a lot of demons who try to obstruct Narada doing this tapasya. So, she is a person who took care of Narada's tapasya goes on very nicely. And also there is a Sanskrit or a Sangeet Vidyapit here, which has been there for years and years and years. So I don't know whether it's functioning properly or not. And lot of people do tapasya here. Wherever Prayag is there, many sadhus do tapasya. Still, if you go down into at the bank of the river, you will find more than 500-600 sadhus stay in small gufas or some places here and there. How, where do they get to eat, what happens, how do they stay? Only Krishna knows. All are there. So, this is the more primary importance of this place. So, we stop here for now. As I have told, I hope the bifurcation is very clear. Any questions regarding this? Any difficulty regarding this? Rama Veda is in the sun in a particular tune. So, many deities.
How to say the Sastutra and Vastutra in a particular hymns?
See, Gandhara Vidya means the science of music. You can sing Hare Krishna Mantra, you can sing any music anywhere. So, by great fortune, we have two devotees in our yatra who are empowered with Gandhara Vidya through Narada, our Dwarka Prasad Prabhu and Narayani Mataji. We'll hear nice bhajan from them, one bhajan from each of them, and then we'll go. Maybe you can sing, you have the paper with you, that Gita Govindam. Yeah. It's not here. No problem. Dashavatara. Dashavatara Stotra is
famous. Vaishnava Gita song.
Anybody has Vaishnava Gita with you?
Hey, Lele.
Yeah. So, there in Badri temple, there is one seva which goes on every day at night before the Lord goes to take rest. They sing Gita Govindam. So one day, at least one night, though it is very cold at that time, we'll all go to the temple and sing Gita Govindam. That one upachar we can do from our side. There is also, if you want to go inside the deity and then sit and do upachar, there is some sponsorship also. Let us see what we can do for it.
See, there is one SMS sent by...